Let's get a new data point in the debate over voter ID laws. Those laws are a huge issue as the fall election nears, with down-to-the-wire court battles in several states. Advocates of those laws, mostly Republicans, say they prevent voter fraud. Critics, mostly Democrats, say the laws are designed to keep Democratic-leaning young people, poor people, and minorities from voting at all. That's the debate. Now we have some research into the behavior of legislators who sponsor voter ID laws. NPR social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam is covering this story. Hi, Shankar.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the new research?
Well, it's part of a broad area of studies in the social sciences that looks at the question of bias, Steve. And when most of us think of bias, we think about conscious bias. A lot of this new work has focused on a different kind of bias, unconscious bias. There's been research showing unconscious bias is affecting how police officers relate to crime suspects or how doctors treat patients. And, you know, you and I, Steve, we did a story looking at how faculty members at universities respond differently to students of different groups. Many of these earlier studies have used tests that measure unconscious biases, and they find the stronger the unconscious bias, the stronger the bias in behavior. There's a new data point now, and it looks specifically at the behavior of state legislators who support voter ID laws. This study doesn't specifically test for unconscious biases, but it's in line with these other studies that suggest unconscious bias might be at work.
Unconscious bias, so that's the idea that someone is not overtly prejudiced, doesn't believe that they're racist, but because of something going on in their mind, they treat people of different races in different ways.
That's exactly right, Stephen. There's been a lot of research to support that idea over the last 20 years. This new study was done by Christian Gross. He's a political scientist at the University of Southern California. He did the study with Matthew Mendez because he wanted to find out if the same phenomenon is at work with state legislators. Here he is.
No one had really looked at sort of what underlies legislator behavior. Is there the possibility that legislators' own biases regarding race and ethnicity might rear their heads, and that legislators might ignore Latino constituents more than white constituents?
Okay, so they're asking if Latinos are pushed aside by legislators, which is by definition going to be a controversial topic. What did the research find?
Well, Gross and Mendez sent out emails to 1,871 legislators in 14 states with large Latino populations. These would be states like California, Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois. And included in this group were legislators who had either sponsored or co-sponsored voter ID laws. So about one-third of all Republicans have sponsored or co-sponsored voter ID laws. Mm-hmm. The other two-thirds have not, and Democrats overwhelmingly do not support these laws. All the emails asked the legislators whether a driver's license was needed to vote, but there was a catch. Some of the emails came from a man named Jacob Smith, and some of them came from a man named Santiago Rodriguez. Now, no state actually requires a driver's license, so the correct answer to all these emails was a simple no, but Gross's question was, would legislators respond differently to the Anglo name versus the Latino name? And if they do, then a racial bias might be at work, because the only thing different between the emails was that one of them had an Anglo name, one of them had a Latino name.
So legislators are being asked for help in these emails, and the question is whether they will respond differently to people with different names. What did the research find?
Well, you might have expected Democrats to respond more often to the Latino name because Latinos tend to vote Democratic, mm-hmm. but Gross found the real difference was between Republicans who sponsored or co-sponsored voter ID laws and Republicans who didn't. Here he is.
Among those Republicans who did support voter ID laws, the Latino constituent was very unlikely to receive a response from their elected official. The difference was almost 40 percentage points, which is just one of the largest gaps I've ever seen.
Okay, could unconscious bias then explain why some Republicans are sponsoring voter ID laws in the first place?
You know, that could be an implication of this research, Steve, but I don't think the data actually makes that case. I think the value of the study, Steve, is that this is a data point, and in all the other fields I told you about, medicine and universities and police departments, there are major efforts underway to try and prevent unconscious biases from affecting decision-making. The hope of this research is that by showing people about the biases they may not know they had, people who want to do something about it will be able to do so.
Shankar, thanks as always.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Shankar Vedantam. You can find him on Twitter at Hidden Brain.